I was going to see if we can finish up the Sefer Torah Shir Shabbat hearing today. Sefer Beis, the Chabra, and it brings that we saw, the Rashba, because the guy is both an Aruch and a Kotzer, that the only thing Dovah Shesh and Atirin, when the item is going, when the heter is going to buy that car, in other words, something's going to happen automatically, or it's biyodol asoso. Okay, you threw in the words below hefsed. We'll have to come back to that. Okay, presently, but really, the Ramo brings it up in the next to sif to gibel. So we'll talk about it there. So anyway, so but an avod Dovah Shesh biyodol ena vaday shiyav amater ena bedid Dovah Shesh and Atirin. Ficha. The baits is trefish. You don't know what's going to be with this chicken. Okay, so it could be that it'll turn out not to be trefish and so on. So it's not vada going to become heter, and it's not biyodo to do anything about it. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So just in the last, we mentioned last time that the Shach raises, why does it say Yesh Misha Omer? Why does the Mechaber line Yesh? That's what everybody holds. So Shogun the Chidor finds a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that says there's a possibility that maybe the Rambam doesn't hold for that. So that's why he says it is Yesh Misha Omer. At the end of that group of Ma'am Komas, I printed the Ber Hetev. The wonders why you had such an example of Beitz as Trefus, along with the Berhetev is a Kotnei. Berhetev usually, as we said before, usually just tells you what the Shach and Taz says. But here he quotes somebody, Hikshom Reva Moshe Milavud, Lama Kos Mechavu She'ena Mati Bevadei, but Din Zed, the Sofik Trefus, Shach, Klaal Dov She'esh Matir, we got with Beitz as Omiyotiv, Shach for Shach, Lama Kodov She'esh Matir, the Akshom also, Lama Kos Yemutiv, Hashem Kev, Beitz as Sofik Trefus, Afi Mahemi Yebiyoto, Shiyo Biyad, Mikom Moko, Misar Bacher, Dinu Shiyavato, Imorav Shach, the beitza, sofek beitza's trefa, which gets mixed up with other eggs, avada should be bottle. Why? The morav shop, he says. Imtia tanagol's trefa, imkena beitza, lo be dovah shesh matirin. Okay, if it turns out that it's a beitza's trefa, so it's not a dovah shesh that's ever going to become mutter. Dovah emes trefa, the roi should is bottle. It's bottle, the roi, like any other is. Imtia tanagol's ksher, if it turns out that the mother chicken is a ksher, imkena nasa beitza, will never also in the first place. What is Dovah Shesh HaMatirin? It's important you saw it. He said Dovah Shesh HaMatirin means something that's now also it's going to become mutter. There, it's now a suffix, and the suffix is going to play out one way or the other. It's not transforming those, so to speak, from also to mutter. That's the kasha that I hit the quotes. I thought it was interesting kasha. That's why I called your attention to it. And therefore, he has to say, V'ni re'li, l'taret v'chava ar mekan, v'beitzah shal suffix trefin and all beyontif. Well, doesn't say it. It's talking about it. Beitz is suffik trefa. Both shvekas do it. Then resalka that chaminim mean, osa beitz. We mentioned this. Osa beitz is arba biyomtiv lo tisbata b'alav mishum sheish lachu shem yatana golos ksheira. If kain ein le beitz is ushum iser action lo biyomtiv. Mashon hove eho shein hamat bevada also lo mishem atiyat trefa. If kain lo mikab beitz is dovish in der bachlo mikalav. So just say it explains that has the other suffix. And that's going to has a vada yisur right now, namely that it's been golden yontif and now it's yontif. That is, his vada going to go away? So now the question is: I mentioned this earlier. Does the other thing consider to go away with it? Is that enough to make it a dovah shesh matir? Okay. The next issue, yeah.
That wasn't the prima gadim's case.
The prima gadim had that as a nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashi and the Ran. Is that the same case? Yeah. That was a nafkamina, so it would be the same thing here. You mean? It only works according to Rashi, maybe, yeah. Okay, anyway, I just want to end off with that. I like this presentation, that definition of the material. It's awesome now, and it's going to become mutter. Not that there's a suffering on that. Okay, excuse me. Sifa Gimel, so here we talk about Dovah Shesh HaMatirin with regards to Kalim. This is not an uncommon type of situation. Sometimes, let's say you have a treif silverware that gets mixed up with kosher silverware, okay? Now, and there's no way sometimes it happens with caterers, sometimes in a private home also, something gets mixed up. So is there bitul rov? Is there shishim? What's the story? Or do we say no? This kli is afilu be'elof lo batel. It's a dovah she'esha matirin. Why is it a dovah she'esha matirin? Because you kasher it, right? It's treif now. So go ahead and kasher it. The dovah she'esha matirin is an easy one. Well, it's easy, as we discussed, but there's a means of making this of these taking care of this kelim, removing the shemis, so you kasher it. So that's a discussion. Which we the Rashbo, as we'll see in a second, the Rashbo says it's not a dovah she'esha matirin. We'll have to explain why not. In order to see that, or it has a problem with it, I want to look at a Gemara about a Zara, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. That's source number 16, the first of the next source. Dovah she'esha matirin, Gemara about a Zara, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. If you remember correctly, we had the Sugya there, we had the Sugya in the Dorim, both in the Yerushalmi, okay, and in the Bavli, regarding dovah she'esha matirin. So, I'm not going to read it inside now to save a few moments, but the Sugi and the Dorim speak about, both Sugis actually talk about the ritual of Tevel. Tevel again means produce of which shoots and mice have not been separated. So, in both cases, the Gemara says, both in the Dorim, what we saw, in Zion, where was that in the previous sources, we had it in top of the page, the sources two. The Dharm and Zion are based in the Chesam and Aleph, and also in Yerushalmi in the Dharm, Berek Vav, Alokha Dalet. It talks there, among other things, about Tevel. And Tevel is considered Osir B'mashahu. So in the Sugya, in the Dharm, the reason it says that, the reason why it's Osir B'mashahu is because of the Oshesha Matir. Right? You can rectify the problem of Tevel by separating the requisite Shumas and Maises, and therefore it's Oshesha Matir. And it's Biyadfa, you can do it. The Gemara about Zorah gives a different reason. Shama mentioned the other one also. Remember, the Gemara about Zorah, Gimel mentioned a different reason. The Hainu, that just like Tevel is, you can be matir, you can take care of the problem of Tevel on a Doraisa level by removing even the tiniest bit of, Chita Achas, Poteres Kolakri. You take the tiniest kernel. We don't rise it because there's no minimum shear for truma. Okay, something that's called tevel hasn't had truma separated, so you can have an entire kri, an entire silo full of kernels of wheat or whatever the produce is, and you take one little kernel that potters it up. It's no longer tevel. And chachamim, we know fixed urim at 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, depending upon one's relative generosity. But the raisa chita achas poteres is kol kri. So therefore, says the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel, which was like the Mishalmi. That just like it becomes mutter, so to speak, taking the tiniest drop of truma already takes it away from the chaloshim of tevel. So too, the flip side of the same coin is that even the tiniest bit of tevel, even one kernel of tevel, can create the isser for the entire mixture of tarobas. It's kind of like, you know, fair is fair, right? It's heads and tails of the same coin. All right. The problem is that that the Rishonim deal with both tarobas and adam is that you have two different explanations. In the Dharm, it says Dovah She'esha Matirin. The one about Zara doesn't mention Dovah She'esha Matirin at all. It just says this other reason, which also is reasonable, okay, but doesn't mention Dovah She'esha Matirin. So that's the question. Tosis over there, that I put in the Marmakom, is Tosis over there, other Rishon, but it's enough to see Tosis. You have a Masul Tevel. Tosis says, is you really need both reasons. It doesn't exactly explain, so the Gemara in both places should have given both reasons. But okay, you have to put the two Gemaras together. We find that from time to time. You have to have both reasons. Because Tosis says, the case in Avodah Zarah, what if you have something where, you have to take truma out of it, but you also have to take what's called truma smaiser, maisa mina maiser. Okay, you have to take more, in other words, when truma is given to the kohen, then the maiser is given to the levi. Then the levi has to give maisa mina maiser, one tenth what he has, or also called truma smaiser to the kohen, as a status of truma. So therefore, if those requisite tithes weren't given, so the item still is going to be called tevel. So Mamela, in that case, Chita Achas is not enough. Chita Achas is not enough to remove the Chalo Shem Tevel. You have to separate everything. You have to say, today when they separate, I mean, you know, again, with Rabbanan, you're supposed to give more for Truma. Today, you're not giving it to anyone anyway, so we go back to the original Din, right? You've all seen, probably, in the back of the Shachris, the end of Shachris, even the regular art school sitter, has Seder Froshes, Truma Semai. It tells exactly, you have to take a little bit, that's a small amount, and so on. We don't take more. We're not giving it to anybody today in terms of the truma because we don't know who's a real Kohen. There's an Isser Karis or Azar to eat Truma, so therefore we dispose of it and so on. So if you have to separate more than the Truma, so Chita Achas is not enough. It's not enough to get rid of just one piece. So therefore the rationale of the Gemara Avodah Zarah may not apply. Maybe you'll say that the whole rationale of the Gemara Avodah Zarah was that the reason why Asur Mashu, the reason why Tevel, Asur is a Tarovis, a tiny drop of Tevel in the mixture, Asur is the whole Tarovis, is because it's the flip side of the fact that the tiniest bit of removal removes the same Tevel. But that doesn't apply. You have to also take Trumas Maisa in such a case. All right, more than a kosher has to be taken. Therefore, we would conclude for the Gemara Avodah Zarah, in such a case, maybe it wouldn't be Asur Mashu. In that particular case, it doesn't require, it requires more than a Mashu, so maybe it wouldn't be Asur Mashu. Just like it's not going to be Mutter through removal of a Mashu, it won't Asur the whole Torah's Mashu either. Kamashu, oh, we need the Gemara Avodah Zarah to tell you, yeah, but it's also a Dabar Shesh Lanterin. Therefore, it's a full of Allah Favato, it's also Asur Mashu. Okay? And then Tosus gives a set of books. Okay. So what do you need the reason? What do you need the other reason? Tosus is trying to show why you need both reasons. The reason is Gemara. Tosus says, as for the Gemara and the Dharam, there could come a situation where it may not be so easy to remove the requisite trumas and maisers. May not be so easy. Let's say a person lives far away. Okay, you don't know who the owner is and so on. So maybe I would say over there, it's not a double shir shamatir because it's never going to... who knows when the guy's going to show up, if the guy's going to show up, and there's some extending circumstances where he'll never end up taking truma. Okay, so then it's not a dover sheyesh matir. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't aser a tarovus yamashu, kamashu, on the other reason that you need, you need the other reason, more about a zara, you have to have that it's parallel to how it asers, that's how it can be, how it becomes mutterel, or how the tevil can be removed. So it's the same thing with how it answers an entire tarovis. Yeah? So that's the Tosus in Avodah Zarah. I'm going to do Asul Tevel. So says Tosus. Now, what does all this have to do with us? We're not talking about Tevel. The answer is Tosus is introducing here a very important cloud. Tosus is saying, well, maybe something won't be called the Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirin if it is difficult or close to impossible. That's a big question. How difficult is difficult? To actually bring about the heter, In other words, if it sounds from Tosus that it's difficult to bring about the heter, like the guy lives far away, whatever, so maybe it won't be classified as a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirin. That's a chiddush, but that's what Tosus seems to be saying. So we take a look in the Rashba, in the Torah Habayis Aruch, okay, and this is in Bayis Dalad Shar Dalad, later on, Bayis Dalad Shar Dalad, Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, important Rashba. The Rashba writes, Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. The Rashba writes, again, Tosus, the Rashba had to summarize the whole case about Tevel and so on. And he says, towards the end, he speaks about the difficulty. He quotes the Tirutz of Inatav, that's in that Tosus. Tehid b'yochanan b'she'ein lo Tevel achar ativa lo omru Tevel da'o shalimne elo shviyesho parnosa acheres lahafrish olam shilu tomas kiko liklan hochem acher pomem ein lo arim nifsik de latir v'lo omru, here it is, v'lo omru dabar sheish amatirin elo b'shviyocho latir v'lo shum hefzid momen mokam acher. Okay, he works out a case where we won't apply dabar sheish amatirin if there's going to be some sort of a loss. In other words, he takes off that point and he says, regarding, from that point he says, let's say, regarding Kalim, if it's going to be a tremendous hefsid, so then we won't, for him to take care of this problem, then we won't apply Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirin. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. And he says that, regards to our question, in terms of Kalim, so let's say you have one non-kosher fork that gets mixed up in 1,000 other forks, okay, and now you have to kasher them all. It's a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirin because you can kasher them all. That's a tremendous time. A tremendous amount of time and perhaps an expense to go ahead and kasher everything, and therefore it's difficult to bring about the heter. In other words, the yisod of Tosus was when it's difficult to bring about the heter. of Dava, even though it's biyado, it's true, Rashi Paul said earlier, and we said it in the Shulchan Aruch earlier, it's biyado, but it's biyado not without a lot of difficulty. So if it requires too much difficulty, then that doesn't qualify as a Dover Sheish Lamatim. And so says the Rashi Paul. And he applies it, therefore, and says, in terms of Kalim, we're going to apply the regular dinim of bittul, and the non-kosher kalim together with treif kalim, together with the kosher kalim, is not going to be called a davar sheish matirin, and we can apply the regular rules of bittul. That's the chiddush of Rashi Paul based on that toast. Again, lamed ches malav gaol lamed ches malbeis there in it brings other rayas, okay, and towards the end. He says, "Shalom amru davar sheish matirin ala b'shiyachol atira kedarko below hefsirachim." Okay, so that's a point that the Rashi Paul seems to stress, and that's how he holds. The Ra'or and the Berek Abayis doesn't say that. The Ra'or and the Berek Abayis here, on the same page, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, refers to that Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we started with, I mentioned before, and he says, "Hiksha Machaber Amay Lo Kom V'Hai Tamed the Tevin Shul Davadesh Davadesh Matir." Our question. Malav Kushi, the high town that was in the Basrohu, Kilmucha Biyamta Baisha Shah Maya Melody Sos of Ashi who the Askim Shudosh of Tim Rabba Marachim Tamachrina. Okay, we said this, that certain things are meant to be together and so on. There all has a whole different explanation to resolve the Gemaras. Okay, and basically he said, based on a different Gemara, that not everybody necessarily, at least in the days of the Gemara, believed in the concept of Shesha Matirin. That's why the other Ahorn gave different Terutzim. Okay, if you remember, we had that sugim beitza towards the end with the two women who were baking dough together. So one provided the salt, or the one provided the dough, and so on. So there were different, and it's a nafkamina for tchumen. Does the food have the tchumen in the first place? The other person, kirag leishneim, and so on. So there are different interpretations there. One of which referred to the davar sheish matirin, but not all of them. So the Rashi Paul said, the Berek Abayis. And guess what? There were some who don't agree. We paskin davar sheish matirin. I feel that both are true, but it's not a steer in the Gemaras. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah gave a different teretz with regards to Tevel, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah didn't hold that mandomar, and Avodah Zarah didn't hold from davar sheish matirin afilu velokul bato. So you can't ask it a steer. Why the Gemara in the Dara mentioned Tevel amongst the davar sheish matirin, and the mandomar in Avodah Zarah held that no, there's no such din by davar sheish matirin. As he said, you see in Beitza, there's also such shitas like that. Among Tanaim and Amoraim, so therefore it's no kasha. Okay, so that's it. So he doesn't have to come on and say, and if he's not interested in reconciling two sukkahs, it's different, it's different opinions as to why Tevel is not is also in Masha. Why Tevel is also in Masha. Mela, the Ra'ah doesn't need to come on. The Ra'ah never comes to the conclusion of Tosus, which the Rashi Paul accepts. That when it's difficult or very hard or it's expensive or it's a tircha or it's a hefsid mamon to go ahead and bring about the heter, that's enough to say that it's not a davar sheish matirin. It's not true. The Ra'ah says that it is a davar sheish matirin. Anyways, so he ends up being more machmer because he doesn't come on to that conclusion. So he ends up saying, no, davar sheish matirin. Doesn't matter if it's an expense or you have to take out otzos and so on. Okay? So, and he says, even if it's difficult to bring about the heter, it's nevertheless called the davar sheish matirin. It has sheish matirin. It's tough. Tough, but that's the way it goes. It's still called davar sheish matirin, and therefore he'll say that that kelim will taka not be bottle. Okay. Anyway, that's what the that's the machlokas, the Rashi Paul and the Ra'ah. A print of the swords is a tshuva of the Maharil. Simon Kuf Samach Dalet, or in some versions Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and they quote it as Kuf Tzadi Dalet. In addition to the Maril that I have at home, it's Kuf Samach Dalet. Maril is one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz in terms of Psak, quoted very often by the Ramo. I think most of the Royas Minhagim, the Yekesh Minhagim, are based in the Maril. I think I mentioned in the past, the Maril was a Moel, I think, also, and was a Chazan. Some of the standard Ashkenazic tunes that we use, let's say, the Shabbos, Yantar, and the Roim. Allegedly, we were composed, or partly composed by the Maril. Anyway, Maril has a tshuva. He talks about Kalim. Maril also says that again. He says when it comes to Kalim, so especially we do it today. How hard is it to kash? It's not that hard. Okay, now we're dealing with a little bit nosata vechlish urin. Certain things are harder. Certain things are not hard. But the name of the Maril also has, you know, mentioned, we'll see in a second, that he's quoted. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel. Siv Kuf Bei Siv Gimel. Kli, Shenesar Beblias Isser. Shenesar Be'acher Be'enu Nikr. Batal Ro, Be'en Donin Oso Kedavar She'ish Matirin. That's like the Hashpo. Right? It's considered a Dover She'ish Matirin. It's considered not like a Dover She'ish Matirin. And the regular dinim of Bittul will work. And the Rambam adds, I don't think he's arguing, if we should tzarech lahotzi all of hotzos. Why? Because it's expensive. He's just, I think the Rambam is not arguing. He's just explaining what the reason behind that. That's the Rashi. You have to be motzi hotzos. You have lahotzi all of hotzos. Lagilo, kol kayotze bezeh. And then that's enough of a a reason to ask. The Shach, it's a cotton ches, the Taz and the Shach both is a cotton ches. So the Shach says, but again, it's somewhat, the Shach struggled, it seems to me. Well, how difficult is difficult? How hard does it have to be? You know, I mean, he quotes the Maharil. Again, in the Shach, it says, in Kuf Tzadi Dalet. The Shach is a Kuf Ches, it says the Maharil, the Tshuva is in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and the Maharil is in Kuf Samak Dalet. And he quotes the Maharil, okay, and he says, the Hotzah, Lagilo, Hefsid Muru. Right? Kasha something, how hard is it? Turn on a fire, they throw some in a pot. Yeah, but let's say it's 1,000 of them. I mean, it's a little, to me anyway, it seems a little bit arbitrary, is too strong a word, but the basis of my real saying, the Shach is saying, maybe, the truth is, not such a big deal to kasha something. You know, if you have three things and one felt good, so today you leave the pot in the end of Binyon, put on the fire, put on the water, drop it in, don't 1, 2, 3. It's not exactly a major hotzah. On the other hand, sometimes you have with the caterers, the hotel, a piece of dinner, something like that, the kasher, thousands of things, so that's already taka big tircha. So it's not so clear. Okay, you have to look, it would seem to me that you have to look at every case individually. The Taz was bothered a little bit, to Kotner Ches, the Taz was bothered a little bit by the fact that there are other reasons why a Kli should not be a Dovash Eishan Matirin. Okay, first of all, we have a general rule, Eina Yisr, Eina Nesar, Yochel Eser, Mokhem Shein Yisr, Yosef and Yisr, Mina Oser, right? The Kli is going to end up being stricter now, that we're going to call, so we don't want you, therefore you shouldn't have, it shouldn't be called the Dovash Eishan Matirin either. It should follow the same rule as the food, okay? And here, it's with the Kli, it's not the item itself, it's a Tam Balua, which we'll get to in a moment. That's not Dovash Eishan Matirin, so the Kli shouldn't be, okay? And the Marshal Bechlal, both quoted by both the Shach and the Taz and Kranches, the Marshal Bechlal seems to say, it's a little bit against the Rosh Boy, says that the fact that you can do it is not enough, okay? It has to be, it has to be something that comes automatically with Zman, okay? So the Taz deals with the problem of Eina Isser, Yochel Leser, Yosem, and Oser. He says that goes back to what we discussed yesterday. And that is that the whole chumra of Dovash Eishan Matirin is that why we don't rely on these hachroos lakula. You follow what we said yesterday, right? The other day, right? The whole chumra of Dovash Eishan Matirin, it's not, the regular kolam, the regular hachroos lakula, don't apply to a Dovash Eishan Matirin. That exactly, that goof is the din of Dovash Eishan Matirin. The mela, that's not a problem. That takes care of that issue. You don't use that achra when it's not necessary. Dovash Eishan Matirin, that's the din of Dovash Eishan Matirin, not to fall back on achraos lahakel. So we're not going to say the kula, so to speak, of Eina Nesu Yochel Lesu Yosem and Oser. That's also achra la kula. Right? The answer is, Dovash Eishan Matirin, we won't say that. That goof is the din of Dovash Eishan Matirin. And as far as the Marshal's title that it has to be in, again, the Shach quotes the Marshal disagrees with the Rashi, and he said it's only when you do it, it's only when it's automatic, and not when it's biyado and so on. So he disagrees with that also, the Shach, because again, you see from Nidarim, okay, Nidarim may well qualify as something which is biyado, okay, because you can, it's true that that Nidarim are, do sometimes have a, have a time limit. On the other hand, you can go to somebody and be matter the nether. And as biyod, and therefore it is a and the dharm is called the Dovash Eishan Matirin. That seems a little bit against the Marshal. The Shach, the Pesach Tshuva, rather, Tzikot and Vav, quotes, Klisha Nes, Ayin Shach, Mashi Yisig HaMarshal, I have a Shuvas Beis Yaakov from Kuvisha. She hits the Ktivei Rasha. The shining Nidorin, he said, Nidorin, maybe the Yesh Mitzvah B'Tarosan. Okay? That might be different because there's a mitzvah quality. There's a mitzvah to go out to remove a nether that you don't want and so on. So maybe it's a different thing. Okay. Just the last couple of two things on this. Two last points. One, the Bar Heite, it's a cotton vav over here. He quotes also, it's a cotton vav that the Shach disagrees, that the Shach, the Marshal disagrees. Okay? And he speaks about, the Hotzos, the Dabar Muad, not so much, and he brings rise. But anyway, he suggests at the end that we should do is, at least as a chumrah, he quotes from the Bach. He quotes a chumrah from the Bach, the Bar Heite quotes a chumrah from the Bach, when you have a tarovas, and you're going to say that it's a batel, because we won't call that a Dovah Sheisha Matirin, we won't call it a Dovah Sheisha Matirin, like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's ain't done or so, Dovah Sheisha Matirin, but you should at least take one utensil out. Let's remove one. Similar to what we had once with the Kohen, although that was different because it was Maman HaShevet. But here, the Bach quotes like that. The Bar Heitev says that's a Chumr Ba'alma. Okay, he says, Mashehichmer HaBach LaHasir Kli Echad L'Chumr Ba'alma. Okay? So anyway, it says to take one piece out. I saw the Rosh HaShulchan. It's if your Ches says like a middle position, so take one out, and you don't have to get rid of it, take one out and be Magalit, Kasher. Okay, that's what he suggests. One last point that is, I think, just interesting, based on perhaps a machlokas, one of the problems the Shach raises, the other posts can raise also, is why is Maisa Sheni seems also to be listed as a Dovah Sheisha Matirin, right? Because you can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Okay, but that's it doesn't come with you automatically. Okay, you have to travel to Yerushalayim. So according to the Rosh Hashanah, depending on where you live, that can be very expensive. It can be an expensive trip. But if I live here, I have to fly there to so on, whatever. It takes a long time. You have to leave your work, right? So the Moskva a little bit bothered the Rosh Hashanah is cloud. Again, it's a nebulous cloud because where do you draw the line and say this is too expensive, this is not too expensive? But that's what the Moskva are wondering. Meister Sheni requires, unless you live right nearby, and even if you do, you have to take the stuff, or even if you pulled it, but still you have to travel and so on, so there's a little bit, there's certainly hotzos, let's put it that way, right? There's certainly hotzos that you have to spend in order to get your Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim. And yet we call that a Dovah Sheisha Matirin. We don't say, the fact that it's hotzos removes the requirement, removes its status as Meister Sheni. It's not true. Okay, then Hagola, we are concerned. I don't know, it's probably, to me anyway, a bigger deal to go to Yerushalayim with your Meister Sheni, that the kasher, 20, again, it may depend how many pieces of silver, but it's hard to figure out. So the Rav said the following possible chiluk. I started to do it yesterday, but I really haven't said this yet. He says there's a difference, okay, when you have a, here, by Meister Sheni, if I understand it correctly, okay, we have, in effect, a mitzvah to bring something. That's the din. There's a requirement, so to speak, to bring something from the status of heter to the status of iser to the status of heter. Right? That's the idea. When you bring Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim, what you're doing is you are transforming the Meister Sheni from the status of iser to the status of heter. That is the requirement. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. The classic Dovah Sheisha Matirin is when something, not that you're required to do it, it's what happens. Right? Nobody's actually required to do something. There's no mitzvah to do it. Okay, let's say with Kalim. I don't have to kasha Kalim. I'm going to throw them out. I can not use it or whatever. And we don't leave them lying around because you may come to use it by mistake. But it's not the same thing as by Meister Sheni. So in terms of Hagolah, okay, in terms of Hagolah, we're not... In effect, the way the Rav put it, by Hagola, you're removing the Isser. But you're getting rid of the Isser. Hagola gets rid, now it's a fork that's now mutter. Okay? Whereas by Meister Sheni, so to speak, you're changing its status. There's a requirement that the mitzvah is to change its status, to bring it to become in order to eat it. That's what you're supposed to do. It's not the same thing as just removing an Isser. Okay? When you're removing an Isser, so then we can take into account how difficult it is. But when it comes to something which is a mitzvah to go ahead and change its status, so also tamut, then what do you mean? We don't take into account how expensive that is. Okay? That's not a matter of you follow differences. We're not looking to for the person now to say, oh, you know, what do you mean? There's a requirement to bring him right. That's the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? To bring the food to Mishalayim. That's good for the mitzvah. Memela, when you do that, what happens? Now it becomes what did he eat? But you're not removing an isser, so to speak. Right, you're completing the process, which makes it mutter to eat. Mashiach came by a kli that came tray for whatever. The purpose of Agdola is it gets rid of the issur. So when it comes to something like ma'aser sheni, we don't take outsource into account. That's the mitzvah. That's the requirement. Mashiach came Hagolas kelim. There we say that in terms of the chumra of the Shesh Mater, we'll take the outsource into account. They mentioned nafka midya.
What about tavu?
Tavu would also be, I guess, like ma'aser sheni, I suppose, right?
Wait, wasn't I saying that?
You don't have to, though. There's no. You're right. You could leave it.
That's what I'm asking.
There's a mitzvah to mafresh truma, but do I have to be mafresh truma on every single piece? I think on ma'aser sheni, there's a mitzvah to take everything. I think there is. Let's say by truma, if I decide to leave it out, I suppose I could. So the Rav gave a different afkamin. He said, let's say you buy a new kelim from a non-Jew. You go to the store and you buy it for Pesach. You buy a new kelim. Requires tefilas kelim. And these kelim get mixed up with other things. Okay? So, what's the din? Is that a matir, so to speak? The tefilas kelim is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be tovel kelim, right? To, before you use them, that's a mitzvah. Right? And, you know, I don't know. This is not a rye anyway. We make a broch on tefilas kelim, right? Make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on a golas kelim. Tefilas kelim, you make a bracha. Again, not that that's going to be the dividing line necessarily, but by tefilas kelim is, so to speak, that's a some right, that it's like converting, it's a conversion. It's like the geirus. It's a geirus, just say, it's a geirus of the utensils to now be suitable to use by a Jew. Right? There's such a concept. But in any event, there, by tefilas kelim, that's similar to ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim. That's similar to my situation. I wouldn't say, oh, it's going to be a big deal for you to go to do it. Therefore, it won't be called up. What do you mean? It doesn't matter if it's a big deal. You have to do it. Right? They didn't feel as Kalim. And we're not going to say, because it's a big deal, we won't call it a double Sheyesh Matir. Okay, therefore, we don't take Hotzos into account. And you need to do it. Got mixed up with, if your five new knives got mixed up with 55 other knives that were already titled, they're not too bad. You're going to have to title them all. It's a pain in the neck. But that's the din. Right, the din is a mitzvah tefila, so therefore you can't say davar sheyesh matirin. You know, as the Rav's language was, you can mivato an iser, but you can't mivato a mitzvah. I don't mean mivato mitzvah like what we say in slang, mivato mitzvah tefillin, something like that. But I'm talking about the bittul applies to isurim. Bittul doesn't apply to mitzvahs. The way I understood it. So therefore, he said you would have to again halacha ma'aser, not impossible. You bought new stuff. It got mixed up with your old stuff, and now you can't remember. You have a whole drawer full of silver. You don't remember which was titled, which wasn't titled. According to the Rav, you have to title them all. Because you can't say, they were not going to say, well, it's not a double shesh on material because it's too much of a pain to do it. It doesn't matter if it's too much of a pain. Yeah.
You don't have to use those
kalim.
Other.
That's true. You don't have to use those kalim. But I think there is still a mitzvah. The Jew buys there's still a mitzvah. I mean, what if you buy it and never going to use it? You can construct the case.
Right.
Anyway, that was the Rav's chiddush. It's interesting. I put in the Marmar Kol there was some mayor in Perek Tes of Hilchos Machalos Asuras Halacha Tes. I shouldn't say Perek Tes. The Or Sameach has a different. He says not connected with this per se, but the Or Sameach learns in the parsha of Gilei Klamidion, that there's also a special din not to use a kli osur. You're not allowed to use a kli that's an isser. It's not just there's a mitzvah, there's an isser. In other words, there's an actual isser. There's an actual isser in the Torah to use a kli, that was osur. And in that sense, perhaps, he would argue that maybe you would take into account those sauce in determining whether those are true, because it's not so much a mitzvah as an isser involved. Okay, the possible machlokes. All right. The next, so much for Siv Gimel. The next issue is, okay, Dabar Sheyesh HaMatirin, good. But what if the Dabar Sheyesh HaMatirin, this is number 29. Okay, what if the Dabar Sheyesh HaMatirin, but if by the time the matirin time arrives, the food's going to be spoiled, right? It's going to be scalded, right? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Chabad writes in Dalet, Yesh mi she'omer delo shayav dobar she'esh matirin heicho she'amachol miskalkel. Okay? Heicho she'amachol miskalkel. If that really seems to be, possibly anyhow, a machlokas rishonim. The Rashba in Chiddush Rashba in Beitza Daf Dalam and Aleph. You want to hold down Minan? I have in front of me. You can look it up. You see it there. Or the Ran in Beitza Beis and Beis in the page of the Rift. The rest are called Dover. The Mordechai Pesachim Perik Beis and the Tafkuf Ayin Gimel. All of these Rishonim are of the opinion that if the item is going to get ruined, okay, if the item is going to get ruined. That is getting ruined, then we don't call it a double sheesh of material. Yeah, I forgot to mention before, that regarding the kashrut of the kelim, there one thing the Shach says, in terms of this issue of kashrut of the kelim, if you have a treif kli with the kosher ones, the Shach writes, they should wait at least many slaves, because then you're then the top of God, you're taking care of it, you took care of the rights of God. Those who didn't see that. In Aruch HaShulchan, I said, says it should be Magil, one of the Kael. You know, like that. Okay. Anyway, so if the food's going to miscalculate, then we don't say Dabba Sheyesh HaMatirin. Okay? You look in the Gro, it's in Kotten Yod, the Birah Gro, he writes, Kanal Siv Beis. Okay, he says, look back in Siv Beis. Okay, in Siv Beis, the Chaver said, I glossed over the word before. I said we'll come back to it. Here we are. Take a look in Siv Beis. Yesh mishom shomer davar sheish matir hasham hamatir osid loba al koponi oy matir yeros also below hefsid. Two words I skimmed over. Yes, I am today, but now we'll poke on below hefsid. That's I think what the Vilna Gaon Siv called Yud is referring to here. Okay, he's saying that the mechabers of shitoso, the mechabers of shitoso, what he said before. That Malcolm Hefsid, we don't apply Dabba Sheyesh HaMatirin. So the same thing here. We're not going to call it Dabba Sheyesh HaMatirin here if the food is going to be scalpel. Okay? All right. That's the majority of people. Okay, enough about that. Now, one last issue on this. Well, really, it's the next issue which the Ramah deals with. The Ramah makes several other wrap-up points in the rest of the all of Sigdal. Okay, this is the last group of them that comes that we have here. Okay. The question is. Basically, does Dabba Sheyesh HaMatirin, does Dabba Sheyesh HaMatirin apply even to Tam? Okay, so if you remember, we had, in Source 36, we had these recordings ready. We had the previous packet. Beitz Olam and Ches and Alef Dibra Masa Livto, Tosis. As opposed to the Mordechai, the very first Mordechai and Beitz HaTofresh Mem. We mentioned the other day, he quotes from the Rav Yom. Okay, and the tour presents it. Maybe you have the tour here, and remember on the tour. Let's take a look at the tour here in Kuf Beis. The machlokas between the Tosis and the Rav Yom. Okay. Again, the classic case of is Beit Shnol de Miyotov. Okay, but what about, and that's the Oshay Shematirin, they mixed up with the Tarot. What happens if it's a Tam of a Beit? Right? It's not the Mamoshus, it's a Tam. Do we say Oshay Shematirin on a Tam also? So Tour writes, what if now it's no longer you cooked it, now it's you made it into a dish, you mix it in, as an ingredient into other things, and now it became it's a tam issue. So there's no egg anymore. So Kosa Avi HaEzri, that's the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh, the Velez Rav Yoh HaLevi, Rav Yoh. So the Sefer is called Avi HaEzri. Sometimes it's called Avi HaEzri. Okay. So he says that it's also. He says that it's also. Meaning, according to the Rav Yoh, a double sheshem matur applies even then. Okay, and you'll have to treat it as, you know, the whole thing is double sheshem matur. Aval afim asher perish ben otam. The whole double sheshem matur ain't a bottle dafka kshis arba mino. It's arba she ain't a mino tam a bottle sheshem. Okay, in kain atav shel mutter. So the Rebbe Tam disagrees. The Torah quotes, thank you. The Torah quotes the Rebbe Tam as disagreeing. Well, it's not exactly clear. The Torah, see, the Rebbe Tam itself in Tosa doesn't tell you exactly why he disagrees. The Torah that we just saw presents two possibilities. Okay, one, he says, once you've scrambled up or cracked the egg and stirred it up, so now in the Tavshil it's named the Shenamino. We already learned that the whole chumrah, according to Moses, the whole chumrah is by min b'mino. Okay, the whole chumrah of Doshan Shtirin is by min b'mino. The only trouble is Rebbeinu Tam was dafka the one who said the other way. Rebbeinu Tam was dafka the one who said the other way. That's a side problem, not a tiny problem. But anyway, but that's one thing the Torah writes over here, that according to Rebbeinu Tam, that's a possibility. It's min b'sheinu mino. Or the other possibility is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, double sheshem matirin applies only to mamish and not to flavor, and that's it. The whole chumrah of double sheshem matirin is only to the actual item itself, not to the flavor, and that's what the Ramah, okay, adds now in Sif Dalet. He writes, "Ha, the double sheshem matirin, ha'eno bata, ha'eno dafkima iser be'en." Oh, sheesh adayin mamoshus isibitarobis. Avotamo botel. That's how the Ramah understands this din. It's not because of din v'shem, you know, but rather because it is a case of tam, and in the case of tam, we don't say double sheesh, we only say by mamash. Of course, then the question is how do we define tam and mamash here and so on. That's a different discussion. There's a printing mistake on the sheets. It should say something. May have found it already. It should say Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Sin Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. It was Yontif Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. I looked it up. It was a sin of Bottom of Gil's Tinus, which even excellent Dasha have trouble connecting here. That's not what it is. It's Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. Little Hilchos was Yontif. So there, maybe I can even show you the Chelik. Just hang. Thanks. This is when it's not banned. So some tough cool yud gimel. What did I say? Sif gimel. She said, I think. So Shulchan Aruch there says, Beit Shol Yomtiv Shenisbashla B'Shogeg in Bosa V'Tavshil. Okay, regular case. The beitzah got mixed in with other ingredients, meat, and other dishes. In yei shishim kinega kol mutter. Okay, chutz min habeitzah. If you can find it out, okay, we can see it. So everything's mutter except for the beitzah itself, if it's distinguishable. Says the mishabur and simkat neches. Mashma shabeitzah dain shleimer. That's talking about when the egg is still intact. Afilu hachi dafka shnis bashim bosa shabu beitzim acher. Afshu maki also beitzim kol mutter asum kol beitzim the bim b'minahu the low bottom double sheishon matirin. Avodas, that's what it says here. Avodas Ramah, the Yoredeya Simon Kuf Bey Siv Dal Mahagwa, that's us. Says the Mishabur again, is the Mishabur and Sukkot Meches of some tough Kuf Yudim. Okay, when you run Tamo Bavad, the Loma Moshe Lusir Botel Afil Bedover Sheyesh Lamatirin. And he writes to the Mokko Mania Simchas Yantif Yesh Lismochaz. The Mishabur is going to be Makel like this Ramah, even though it looks over here like the Mechaber disagrees. Okay, and we'll see in a moment many, most, almost everybody disagrees with this Ramah and says that there's no difference, and you have to try and figure out a difference. Certainly, if you hold like Rashi, that the whole svar of Dabash Yeshua Matirin is actually Tachan of Yisra, Tachan of Heter, so Tom is the same thing. You wait 2 hours, it'll be Mutas, whatever svar will work. Okay, and even according to the issue of the conflict, it should still be the same, it should be the same thing. So it's difficult to understand why the Ramah was accepted here. However, the definition of Ramah says the Mishnah Berurah, Mokom Aniyah Simchas Yontif, he's willing to be Mekel, and it's a cotton Yud Dalid, he knows. You know, the regular posts can hear in their days and kufbeis disagree when they're machmer against the rabbo, and they call it a b'chein apichodosh maskin gam milachmer. Okay, b'chamir mitzina grosham shegamu maskin lashav b'chein achamid moshe b'simin zeh maskin lashav mikom mokom b'mokom v'ni asim chizyon to yesh lismoch alachvos amin chizyak v'lachkel b'fleito. This one's a thought, you know, it depends how it's chopped up. B'gam be'ataz maskin so rabbo. Shuv matzos b'chokmas odom kol nagal nagimul shadaiter kamkin l'hokmas mitzor gado b'chein hagraz. That's the Zalman, that's the Balatanim, right? The Rav Balatanim, the Shneir Zalman of Levin, the first of the Rebbe. A lot of times, the Shavur others simply call our Gaon Rav Zalman. Gimel Reish Zayin, that's what we're referring to. So it says, b'chein hagraz mitzadik kamkin l'hokmas nizyak kimin tiyakov b'chein b'mishkei chuv shem yadeh kosim shem chuv b'nei ari l'hokmas b'frat b'mokom nisim b'zyantur v'adei l'hokmas. So the Shavur says, well, it's a machlokas. Even though the pashtus is, you know, it's a little bit shver rather. But nonetheless, that's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. The shach over here, the shach is in the context. The shach really thinks that the first shot the Torah was right. He says, "What the?" And Tom argued because it's a mishen amino issue, not mim amino. Okay. The only problem is again that the Tom himself was the one who held that there was no chilek between Mimon and Mishnah in terms of those sheds right there. But that's how the that's how he says. The other issue here, or another issue here, is what if the iser is not inherent in the object itself? It's not tevel. It's not a trait piece of meat. But rather, it's an iser balua. Okay, an iser balua. Okay, you have a chumas hadeshin has a tshuva in simen kuf einin. You have a chumas hadeshin where he discusses this, and in other words, the issue is not machmas. Also, the issue is machmas, something that came from the outside. Okay, so there are more, the Shachat Zekotnyo, the Tazat Zekotnyo, they all discuss the situation. Let's say you have a piece of meat that was not yet salted, so it still has blood. So the meat is technically mutter, right? There's no inherent issue of the meat. Okay, the only thing is we can't eat it because of the dam. Now this piece of meat gets mixed up in other pieces of meat. So Ramor wants the pasuk over here that that's not called davar sheyesh hamatirin because the meat itself is technically mutter. Right? It's not a davar sheyesh hamatirin. It's technically mutter. And now one of the chumra of davar sheyesh hamatirin, and it only says b'machmas atzmo. Let's look at the language of the Ramor. He says v'chein in ein isura machmas atzmo bottle v'lochein chaticha shelo nim lecha tov gimel yomim. He's supposed to salt within 3 days. That's the din. Really, takonas hagaonim. And you're not supposed to leave. You know, it's really the Torah is not clear about it. It's not even the Gemara. But the Gaonim made a takana of melicha that you have to do the melicha within 3 days of slaughtering the animal. Okay, that's a special takana. And the blood will get further in, or whatever the concern is. But that's the din. So here they didn't wait. They waited for more. And there's a whole further question. Was no gealoch lemaisa. You have a slaughterhouse over here till they ship the meat, you know, to the next town. It could take sometimes more than 3 days. When they started, shipping meat, let's say around, I don't know if there's slaughterhouses so many around here, but a lot of the slaughterhouses in the Midwest. So today the industry is different in terms of shipping and flying and this and that, but when stuff's bought by truck, or certainly on days it's bought by a horse and wagon or whatever, so sometimes that issue is more than 3 days. Okay, in those days people slaughtered the neighborhood, but by us it was an issue and the whole tumult came out. What about frozen? What if you freeze the meat in the meanwhile? When they ship it, it's usually frozen. So that's the question. Does the freezing sort of stop the dam from having its profound effect on the meat? So it could be, as is in basar kafu, okay? So that's an issue. Anyway, it's supposed to be within 3 days, so there are more rights. So, l'chein chatiha zon nukha tov kil yamin. Afal pi sheyeshom debikadosh sheyeshom atirin, holom utaris l'tzli, there's a way out. You can't salt anymore. Okay, because that's what the chumash are going. You can't salt anymore after the 3 days. But there's another way out. What's the other way out? Roast it. Right, you can roast it. You don't have to salt. You can roast it. Roast it also takes care of the dam. So it's a double shesh on a tin. Right, there's another way out. You can roast it. Says the Ramor. Afu pishesh om the bikkur dam shavu tira ho muteres l'tzli. Afilu hachi b'teila de'en asur ala machmas dam habalu haba. Okay, the whole iser, it's going to be batel. Anyway, it's not going to be called the double shesh on a tin because it is. It's only usher for this side thing. It's a. So Ramor has this. kula, so to speak. It's not called davar sheyesh matir because the meat is technically mutter. The Vilna Gaon, it is an interesting sukkah in Yedalim. Kol achonu cholkin al zeh. That's it. Everybody disagrees with this. I mean, this is just like, you know, nobody holds on this. It tells you to take a look at the Shach and Taz. It doesn't go into detail, but again, the Shach, Lamashal, it's a Kotan Yud. The Shach disagrees with this Ramah too. He said that it's an Isser Balua. Okay? And he does point out the Ramah is not wrong. There are places where Rishonim, he quotes in Taras Chattas and others. He says that it's true that there are those who shown him who said that a piece of meat with dam is bottled because it is a balua. But he said that was only because those cases also for people who scabbed. Right? They were mutter for other reasons. They were not interested in the davar sheyesh matir issue, the chatichah scabbed problem. Therefore, he doesn't. And most people think that the shach is right. The Ramah is again. Disagree, but as we already saw, the Pisei Chuvas in Kotan Ches does quote the Shal Shuvas Bnei Arye that Hela Kedas Ramah. But there are some people who do agree with the Ramah, and again, it was a machlokas aposkim, and the Mishnah Brura said that I'll call upon him the Mokum Hefsid Mishnah Brura is willing to be Mefar. Okay. Just conceptually, in terms of defining davar sheyesh hamatirin, davar sheyesh hamatirin really means, it's a little bit alluded to in that berhetah that I showed you before, right? It's going to become mutter. What does it mean it's going to become mutter? To clarify, just conceptually, davar sheyesh hamatirin means that the isser is going to be removed. That, which means you have to have an isser, so it has to be an isser, and also be something that's going to be removed, that's going to become mutter. And not that what the isser will, no, that isser has to be removed, and not that the item can become mutter through something else. You know what I'm saying? In other words, when you have an isser, when you have, let's say, dam, I'm just thinking out loud, I was thinking before, you have dam, so the piece of meat, or let's say the chuba any isser balua, any isser balua, let me think that through, the chuba any isser balua, certainly by dam. In other words, yes, you can get rid of the isser by roasting it, right? But that doesn't make it a davar sheyesh hamatirin. That isser, it's like a side, it's not a trick. It's a side way. It's a different way to get out of the problem. But it's not removing that isser. Okay, the isser of dam, which, you know, so what happens? The dam gets roasted, so mamela, it's not usser anymore. But he didn't remove that isser. He didn't remove the same isser. It made the piece of the butter, but it didn't remove that particular isser. That's, I wanted to say it. Okay, that in terms of these marmakomas, unfortunately, as I said, I wasn't feeling well. I didn't get to write up other marmakomas. I do want to finish, though, by pointing out a few other things that are in this Ramah, and I'll write them up eventually, but I wasn't feeling well last night this morning. Anyway, the Ramah brings up something else over here, or a couple of other situations that are relevant to the issue. One is something from the Mordechai. Okay, look at it. We'll start it with the Ramah. I'll give you the Ramah comes. Okay, the Ramah writes, the next thing in the Ramah is Kol Isur Shaloha Nikar Kodim Shnis Arab Al Botel Apal Pi Shehu Dabar Sheishon. This is a Mordechai Masechet Shabbos in the first part. Okay. Basically, it's a sheet that when you have a we'll give an example of the following case. That's the case that Mordechai is dealing with. If you have a barrel, this relates to the case that you had in Bates of Mashkin Shazov. Right, you have fruits that are oozing out, fruits that are oozing out juice. Okay, fruits that are oozing out juice. So we know in general, of course, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to squeeze fruit. Right, that's an issue, schita. Okay, it's about the raisa, the rabbonon, and so on. Okay, not only that, but you're not allowed to drink juice which was squeezed because gzera shema yischot, right? And then the question is, and that was the case over there in Beis, right? Some of the juice oozed out and went, got mixed up with other juice. No, that was not the case, right? It got mixed up with others. So that should not be a domination of tearing, because after all, it's going to be mutter after Shabbos, right? So you have juice, some juice was squeezed on Shabbos, and then it came into a tarovis of other juice, which was, you know, from the wheat. So lechar, that should be a domination of tearing. The Mordechai is talking about a case where you have a barrel full of white grapes and other things which constantly drip wine, right? The grape juice comes out, constantly drips, all right? So the Mordechai wants to say that you should not be able to take from this wine. You have a barrel of wine, okay, which has grapes in it. The grapes are oozing out, so you're not allowed to take it because whatever wine that comes out, some of them might be some of that Mashkin Shazogo on Shabbos. Or you shouldn't be allowed, says the Mordechai, you shouldn't be allowed to take wine out of this barrel on Shabbos, because in the, what you take out of the, you open the spout or whatever, is going to be some of the wine that oozed out of the grapes that's still in the oozed out on Shabbos, Mashkin Shazogo. And it's a double Shesha Matirin. Okay? Double Shesha Matirin. So shouldn't this be a problem? The Mordechai says, no, it's not a problem. Why? Why is it not a problem? Isn't it double Shesha Matirin? Okay? If he passes to this mutter, he says, because here, it was what we call Nolda or Bala Olam, the Tarovis. The juice came into existence. The juice oozed out of the grapes directly into the Tarovis. It never existed independently. In other words, these drops of wine or grape juice that are coming out of these grapes never existed as an independent entity that now fell into it. Usually you have juice that, let's say, have something that's also, and it gets mixed in with other things. But it existed independently. But this is what he calls Bala Olam Batarovis. Okay, that's what the Ramah mentions over here. In other words, when do we say, Kol Issa Shaloha Nikar Kodam Shnis Arev Habe Batal? It was never recognizable, never existed until it was in the Tarovis. It was Bala Olam Batarovis. Okay, even though it's Dovah Shesha Matirin, nevertheless, the Ramah says that we don't qualify halachically as a Dovah Shesha Matirin. Okay, that's what he says. It's an interesting point. Because L'chori should still say, why shouldn't you say, Acha Tochana Bisa, Tochana Bata? Right? You should still say that. What's the sorrow? Why should it? So it's Bala Olam Batarovis. So what? Acha Tochana Bisa, Tochana Bata. So again, if we learned the way we learned earlier, that one of the sorrows by Acha Tochana, we questioned it, but Acha Tochana Bisa, Tochana Bata, has to do with, you know, the fact that people are going to, the Bada Shulchan quoted somebody, I forgot, quoted the Shalomation, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Right? The Shalomation. That's going to mix people up, and people, well, that's a little different. But he himself, the Bada Shulchan himself, I think, the Bada Shulchan himself said, and that was in the Bureau of quoted the Bada Shulchan, quoted the Shalomation. But I think this he said himself, that it's going to lead to, we're concerned about a certain laxity, and people think it's not a serious issue, and so on. Right? They'll say, well, if it's a, you know, so therefore they were more machmir about it. Maybe here, we're not worried. That's the cool of Bala Olam Batarovis. Bala Olam Batarovis is such a rare, it's a different kind of case altogether. People won't jump to conclusion on the basis of it. Nevertheless, it still seems a little bit, it still seems to be a little bit of a chiddush. But that's what the Mordechai said. Okay, now the question is, whether we paskel like this Mordechai or not, okay? It's a further question. So So that's the Rambam. Both the Shach and the Taz bring this example of the wine and the barrels found with Pasen to Mutter. Chidushri Kiv Eger brings another example besides the wine. Okay, take a look at Yuasa Shaloh and Nikar. Kiv Eger talks about we have two types of flour. Okay, and one had a nether asking one of them, you know. They took a nether asking one of them, so it'll still be bottled because the issue didn't exist when the Tarobas came to the, to existence. Okay, it's just a different example. I was trying to understand, from notes that I had, so I saw the name of the Rove. I didn't fully get it, but I just want to share it with you the best I can. He really said that, the way I understood it, anyway, that there are two different things that are accomplished or that Tarobas does. The Tarobas, you have Isser and Heter, and there's a din of Bittel, Isser and Heter. The altered idea of the Tarobas preventing an Isser from ever coming into existence. The Tarobas, that's ball over the Tarobas. The Tarobas prevents an Isser from ever coming into existence. Okay? Again, we know the Dovah Shem Shematirin is only an Isser Drabbanon. So if we have a case where the Tarobas prevents the Isser from coming into an existence, that's what Tarobas does. There's a Tarobas when you had an Isser, and now it fell into the Tarobas, and the Tarobas Mevatlev. Or you have a Tarobas where the Tarobas is Mevatlev, the Isser, and I never allowed the Isser to begin with. So you could argue that when you have that type of Tarobas, it never allowed the Isser to come into existence in the first place, okay, this type of case. So then, that could apply even to the Dovah Shei Shematirin. That'll be called the Tarobas even to the Dovah Shei Shematirin. Okay? In other words, basically, what the Rav was saying, as I understood it, was that the Dovah Shei Shematirin, it goes back to what we said the other day, when I was trying to explain the Rav the other day. A Dovah Shei Shematirin can't exist in a Tarobas, right? Remember I said the other day, it's not a real Tarobas in the sense of applying the regular rules of Bittul. It's not like Beria. Okay, it's not like Chaticha L'Skabe. Let's say a Beria was born in a Tarobas. We wouldn't say, we would still call it a Beria. Right? If you have a Beria that was born in that came into existence in a Tarobas, you wouldn't say, well, the Tarobas prevented it. But Dovah Shei Shematirin, it never became, it was never a chalos, so to speak, of a Tarobas in that sense. That's what I think he said. I didn't understand it fully because I don't understand why. I don't quite see why there should be that chiluk. I didn't quite grasp maybe the notes that I have. I looked in it. The Swarm or the Kodesh Book Sefer, I didn't really understand the language. Meaning, I understand the language. I don't understand conceptually why that should be. Why should it be that the Tarobas prevents it from coming into existence? That's why Dovah Shei Shematirin. It's like it never came into came into being. And Mashenu came, let's say, by Beria. I'm not quite sure I see that distinction. In any event, that's the din of Bala Olam, the Tarobas. See, this I didn't see you say, but unless you say that in order for something to qualify, it has to have a shame isser first, right? It has to have a shame isser first.
Like what Rebbe said over from the Rav, that right in Tarobas, right, in Bitlav and Tchilas.
Tchilas and Tarobas, yeah.
So
something has to be done, but why wouldn't that be by burial or something? I'm missing a piece. I gotta be honest. I hear it. Again, the story is that in order for something called, it has to have existed as an Isser. Okay, and then you can talk about Bittul. To think it further through. But the Rambam brings up this point. And finally, this issue of Mashkin Shezavu comes up also interestingly enough in Hilchos Shabbos. No, because the Mishnah Berurah by the lemon in the tea situation brings up this Mordechai. Okay, when the people put lemon in their tea, okay. In other words, the regular did have a little bit of lemon that oozes into the tea. So the question is, shouldn't that, when the people put a whole slice of lemon inside their teeth, so shouldn't that be a problem that the lemon oozes out? Shouldn't it be the same issue? Okay, so the Mishnah is makel on it. Certainly, but the world is, the belt is makel, right? I mean, the belt is makel. It should be bought at all, the Mishnah Matirin, yeah.
Wouldn't
it
also be
problem with Valerie's Mishnah? Just putting a lemon in all together.
That's why I said the whole thing is not against it at all.
Oh, you're going back to this, that the whole
is. Back to the whole story, then you can say this.
I mean, it never became also a star, didn't it?
Say that else.
I guess you have to. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is allows it. I mean, allows you to put the lemon in tea. And in terms of Balas Chila, that we can distinguish. We made some chiluk, whether that was your intention or not. That maybe, was it a byproduct, or you know, was the bitter lisal chatchila? You're not interested in that. You're interested in the flavor, right? So there I could hear. But just in general, shouldn't that be a case of mashkin shesov? When you drop a piece of lemon inside a cup of tea. And it's gonna, some of the juice is gonna come out. All right, it's bolo lemetarovis, right? But why should it should still be whatever? But the world is made. Unless you want to say that's just the point. It never takes on the definition of mashma chazov. Maybe that's it. We need to think. I'm just pointing out. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah there in the Shabbos quotes this Mordechai with the wine. It's the same idea in a way. Okay. Last thing in terms of these points of Rabbah, he says, "Mi should nadar mi davar echav is arva charkul v'diday mikra devashesh matirin." That's it. I have shalisho al nidro. Okay. I'm sorry. There's two things. He says, "What if you have something which is usher for one person, but mutter for somebody else?" Dino, I took a ned and not eat this, but you can eat it. It's not trade. I took it out, I'm not going to eat chocolate. But you can eat chocolate. Okay, is that going to be called Dabashi Shamatiri? Okay, so that's a Gemara in Zvachim, which Ravashi, again, one of the sugars of Dabashi Shamatiri, does call it Dabashi Shamatiri, because it's a simple way out. You can give it to somebody else, Dabashi Shamatiri. Okay, even though the Gemara doesn't accept this. There's an interesting point. We know that, let's say, in Hilchos Shabbos, a person violates Shabbos, cooks on Shabbos. And I cook something on Shabbos. So, La'acherim, with me, I can never eat it. That's the knas, right? The chum said, with me, I can never eat it. Acherim can eat it when? After Shabbat. And someone else can eat it after Shabbat. And let's say this piece of meat now, or whatever it is that I cook, gets mixed into other foods. Okay, will that be a double, perhaps a double shesharatir, because I could give it to, to somebody else. So that's actually machlokas of the poskim. The Ran says that usually, and this is the Ran Lashitoso, usually, a double shesh matir means it's usher now, and it'll be mutter in the future, and mutter entirely. So, again, back to what we said about the bread, and the milk, and so on. But that's a further question. But the Ramah does say over here that he paskins, Misha, no, the midabar echel, it's arba chavir day, mikra double shesh matir. Okay, it is called double shesh matir, even for him, because he can get out of it a different way, namely by shoal on his net. Finally, what is dover sheyesh lo heter? The chozer in esar. What if it's a dover sheyesh amatirin, but it's become usher again, it's become mutter again, it's become usher again? Classic example, according to what the Shomarov writes here, is kigon or more, right? Kigon chometz v'pesach. Chometz v'pesach. That's a dover sheyesh amatirin. Why does it become mutter after Pesach? Yeah, it's going to become usher again next Pesach. Right, so that's so says the Ramo over here, lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. He says that's not going to be called a davar sheyesh matirin because it's not mutter permanently. It's not mutter permanently. And that's a whole further machlokas. Yeah.
We brought this up by the shemen from Neres Hanukkah.
Yes, that was one of the examples by Vishu. Yeah.
So we said because of the whole sara that it wouldn't be because it switches back and forth. So is that based on this
Ramah? Well, that wasn't because of Doshesh. Was that because of Doshesh? That was because... I mean, it's consistent. It is consistent.
I'm just asking this
from I know the Achron quoted, but... the Chavizdah, we had the Chavizdah's quoted, so I don't know where the Achron quoted. It could be. I don't remember if they quoted this Rambam, but it could be. I mean, it's the same. It's the same idea. I don't know if they quoted. I'm not sure. I have to look it up. In any event, yeah. So that's called the Yesh Cholke Bzei. So that's those who disagree. The law make a division between Elam Kain Hutel and Mishnesa. Nishal La Echad La Olam Oser Avagash Mutal Achem Gan Rabashu B'Shabbes. That's the Yesh Rabashu B'Shabbes. Okay. So I just want to summarize. More from the sefer that I saw. He has a whole bunch of different rules that emerge with regards to Davar Sheish Matirin to summarize the sugya. Here it is. Okay. It's about some which we saw. This is a Sfardi sefer, as he quoted from the Kaf HaChaim as well, which is Kaf HaChaim, I mentioned it, he says it's on Or HaChaim in the beginning of your day. But anyway, so he has basically here Tanoim and Davar Sheish Matirin. He has 11 different Tanoim to qualify something as a Davar Sheish Matirin. That's what we finish up with. One, Dafka Min Bimino. That's what we saw. That was the row. That was the Shulchan Aruch. Two, Dafka Kishamater Osid Lava Al Kolponim. O Sheyucha Lahatir Zid Velo Hefsid. Two is it'll come automatically, or you can do it, but without too much hefsid. Okay. Three, dafka kesha isolo yiskalzio ad sheyutar. Okay, that's dafka if the dafka the food's not going to get ruined. Okay, that's the shofar based on Rashba, the Mordechai that we saw. Four, dafka kesha iser be'en v'yeshpa mamosh is the low rock tam. That's the Ramo. Okay, we said the Taz agrees, but the Shach disagrees. Okay. Five, dafka kesha iser machmas atzmo. Okay, below migorim chitzoni, like the blood of the meat, that again, that's the Ramo. The Shach and Taz and others disagrees with that. Okay, six, dafka kesha heter mater is mashahoy osur. Okay, that again, with the it took care of that iser, not in a different way. Okay, the that iser, that was the, that was the piskei tshuva we saw. Who said that again? I forgot who said that. The Shach said about the roasting of the meat. The Piskei Tshuva, it's called Ches, yeah, we agree over here. The roasting of the meat. Next, what are we up to? Seven? Davka Shal Yisr Hoya Nikar Lifnei Shus Arab Batar. It existed before being falling into Tarobis, that's the Mordechai, which the Ramo quotes. Eight, he has Dafka B'Isra Shachreish Yitor Lo Yachzor V'Yetzer Ma'atzmo. Okay, it'll never become Usr again by itself. That's the comments of Pesach, even though those who disagree. Okay. By the way, I should mention, Bli Neder, I'll talk about the schedule in a second. Bli Neder, when I come back, since I'm being closer to Pesach, I'll talk a little bit, maybe just one shiur on the issue of Davar Sheish Matirin by comments on Pesach. Okay, the Mechaber over here said as Davar Sheish Heter B'Chozen Esav B'Chozen Lo Mikri Davar Sheish Matirin. That's the many Rishonim, but the Rambam quite importantly disagrees. Okay, the Shach, as Taz points out, it's called the Gimel. Okay, the who are Rambam, so the Chozen is Davar Sheish Matirin. Okay, so the not everybody agrees with that. The Rambam holds it is Davar Sheish Matirin, but according to some, this is a criterion that doesn't become Usr again. Okay, nine, dafke beisu sheyutar lechol mishenesalo, lo kishiyoser sheyutar rak lamad. It's a broad heter and not just to some people. The other way is not this way, right? If there's only one person, that could be Davar Sheish Matirin for him. But if again, not everybody agrees with that either. But that's what Ramo said at the end over here. And then he has two things from the Kaf HaChaim. One, dafke kishetama isu eno pogo. There's a Kaf HaChaim, so come on, but hey, you don't say Davar Sheish Matirin if the item is a Davar Pogim. I don't know if that relates to Niskalka, but maybe it does. And then 11, he has Davka Kishahete Yemutu Ladas Kala Poskim. That's already tougher. It's also a Kaf HaChaim. Yemutu Ladas all Poskim. The only call is Davar Sheish Matirin, if everybody agrees it's Mutu. Anyway, these are 11 conditions. Okay. We also had, this points out, a reminder that we had Davar Sheish Matirin, Afilu Velef Lo Batil, even by Nisa Drabanan. Okay, even according to some by a Suffolk, even in case of a Suffolk, although some would make on the Hefsid I have some ruba, okay? It's mutter, it's not mutter to have two taros, two mixtures. And okay, so anyway, this kind of sums up the issue of double shesh matir. Okay, I just want to mention, as I think I told you, I'm going to be away, as Hashem, for basically on this 6 year. So I felt that it's kedai to go weiter in two simonim kuv gimel and kuv dalet. They're not that difficult, not that long. You should be able to accomplish that. Mordechai Shichman, I spoke to him, he will give shiurim on that. Maybe at the end of the year, I'll give some of my makaris on it, but I would like to, when I get back, to at least get into Kufay a little bit. Kufay is a very important simon. We saw a number of things in Kufay already back in Bas V'chol, so it will be somewhat familiar, but I would like, probably going to take 4 or 5 shiurim to go through Kufay. It would be great if we do that before Pesach. I don't know. Ezra Hashem, I'm coming back a week from Tuesday. So someone asked me about the Daniel just asked me about this Sunday, because apparently the email went out that they were supposed to be sure 9 to 10 this Sunday. I wasn't aware of that. I'm going to be in touch with him. Ordinarily, I wouldn't hesitate, except that the Chagas Smicha, my son, is one of the Musmachim, and the family's coming in, this and that. I don't know if I'm a free agent the way I'd want to be necessarily next Sunday. So I'll have to see. If so, then I can do that. I'll do that basic thing on Sunday about about the Dovah Yeshua Tirin, the Chavos Pesach, the Rambam. In fact, maybe I'll make every effort to at least have some time to learn. The Chagas Smicha shouldn't be about the learning, right? I guess that was a score. So I'm coming back to Hashem on Tuesday night. Tuesday of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I'm coming back that night. So that Wednesday, when I want to give a regular shiur and not do a parashah, that Wednesday and Thursday, and Wednesday, the following week, Sunday, Monday, probably Tuesday is the last day before, is that right? Thursday? Oh, the whole week? Oh, wow. Okay, good. Okay, good. All right, so we should be able to get through Kufay. All right, I'll have to see what happens. Anyway, that's the schedule. And again, I apologize. I wasn't all interrupted by the comments last night, but I owe them to you. We'll get them to you. Okay.